We just began the laws of Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, specifically washing before Suda, for a meal. Piskei Tshuvos tells us, Ma'od hachmiru chazal b'netilas yadayim, how strict Chazal place this mitzvah of washing before a meal, quoting the words of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, that when he instructed his children, he said, Habizahir b'netilas yadayim, be careful in such a mitzvah. Ki netilas yadayim b'chlal hadvarim ha'omdim b'ruma shel oil. This is considered to be one of the things which are in b'ruma shel olam, the highest of heights of the world. L'chein, therefore, sarach kol adam liyos baki ma'od b'hilchos netilas yadayim kiravu. A person needs to learn these halachos, for they are many. V'yesh kam b'devarim ha'akvim ba. There are many areas in this set of halachos, which by not doing what you're supposed to do, it's ma'akim, which means you did not fulfill the mitzvah. G'sh'enu nizhar behem, someone who's not careful in the washing the way it should be done, ki'ilu lo natal yadav. It's as though you didn't wash your hands at all. And then he says it's not just something which we should think about, but also, v'yesh l'chanech ha'katanim v'netilas yadayim kehogan. You should teach those who are not yet the age of majority, not yet bar bat mitzvah, also the proper way of washing, because as one can imagine, not only is it important for them to wash properly, but generally speaking, the way that one is taught is the way that they'll continue to do so throughout their adult life. And therefore, by being educated the proper way, the first way, then fortunately that will carry forward as well into adulthood. He then discusses, as a side note, the loss of an onen, someone who is Rachman al-Atzlan, who lost a close relative. And the question is there an obligation before the kvura to wash netilas yadayim before a meal? So he quotes the Mishnah Brura, who quotes Poskim, and says, "Im ki poter mikol mitzvos emurs b'torah," even though an onen does not have the obligation to adhere to numerous mitzvos, they still should wash their hands before they eat. Because it's, as we said, it's a very serious offense, a person who is not nisir, one who is not cautious in this. However, he says, an onen would not say the bracha of al netilas yadayim, but at least they should go through the motions of washing. Now, he brings down the significance of the word netila, the nusach habracha. Why is it called al netilas yadayim? So he brings two possible explanations. Netila is lashon hagba. One is that the word netila, al netilas yadayim, means to lift up, hagba. And he quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya to support this. And he says, "V'hu l'fi shesorach l'agbiyah hayadayim be'es habracha." You may see people do this at the time that the bracha is being recited, that they lift up their hands. And this is hinted by the word netila. Furthermore, he gives a second reason. "V'o tam ki b'loshen aramis korin nekli netila." He says that in the Lashon Aramis, that the word netila, that word means kli, a vessel. And therefore, he says that based on the nusach of the bracha, it teaches us something quite important. Netila b'kli huli ikuva. That it's necessary when a person washes their hands for a meal that they should use a kli, they should use a vessel as we're accustomed to. L'chein tiknu nusach habracha al shema kli. And that's the reason why, specifically, this is the nusach habracha. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and discusses, with regard to what we talked about yesterday, that it's necessary to wash both hands. And we brought down two reasons as to the significance of why that's necessary. One is because of tumah tahara, is that your hands are tamei, and therefore, because of the potential that the kohen would end up touching truma, therefore we have them wash both hands. Well, if that's the case, what if a person only eats with one hand? So why would it be necessary for us to wash both? Maybe you only have to wash the one hand in which you're touching the food. So the Mishnah Berurah says Now when it says in the Mechaber, Yitol Yadav, it implies Shnei Yadav. You need to wash both hands of a kli, as we mentioned, the Piskei Tshuvos, you must use a vessel. The Af Im Ochel Rak Ba'achas, even if you're only eating with one hand, Chayshinan Shiyiga Gam B'Shni. We're concerned that even though you claim you only typically eat with one hand, you may end up using the second hand or touching with the other hand, and therefore for this reason we always wash with both. And the Piskei Tshuvos brings down the Shaila, what happens if a person practically could only wash one hand? Let's say, for example, a person is has their hand completely covered up in a cast, and there's absolutely none of your hand is exposed. So in that case, certainly we don't say don't wash. You would wash at least the one hand that you can. He says, ki af im notel rak yado achas, even though in that situation you're only going to wash with one hand, nonetheless, mevarach al netilas yadayim. You still use that nusach. We don't change from the nusach habracha, and we still use the language al netilas yadayim and not yad. One last halacha. It's brought down in the Tami HaMenhagim that, generally speaking, when it comes to a mitzvah, we perform them over lasiyasa, which means that first we'll say the bracha, and then only afterwards perform the mitzvah. When it comes to netilas yadayim, we don't do this. We know that first we wash, then afterwards we say the bracha. And it's brought down for the following reason. It says, Tav shemevarach and al netilas yadayim, achar netila, afal gav v'chol mitzvos, mevarach elein kodem asiyasan. So why do we do it in this way? Shani hacha, it's different. Shepa'amim she'en yadim nekios, because sometimes one's hands are not clean, and therefore it's not befitting for you to say such a bracha until they're clean. And therefore, for this reason, the custom is to first wash and then to say the bracha. However, he concludes, just as long as a person has not yet dried their hands, that's considered to be over lasiyasan, and therefore that's what a person should do. A person should wash, say the bracha while their hands are still wet, and then dry their hands, and therefore by the drying of the hands, which is the conclusion, therefore it's as though you actually made the bracha before the fulfillment of the completion of the mitzvah.